So the epistle for the fourth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanliness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many times to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all the truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak, and the things that are to come he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Please be seated. And let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this time period that the Church gives to us after Easter, we are preparing then for, one, our Lord's ascension, where he goes to the Father. And as our Lord, he gives just a bit of a taste of that to the apostles, of telling them that you're sorrowful now because I will be leaving you soon, but it's expedient. It is necessary that I do leave, because then the Paraclete will come to you. And so also, yes, we anticipate the Feast of Pentecost, the birth of the Church. And so through these things, it requires from us, yes, as for the apostles, it required from them an idea of patience, a virtue that is necessary for us, I'd say especially in our modern times. We need a great patience, one, just to handle the crosses and trials of our daily life. But we say also from that, this virtue that is necessary to help us because of the way that the world is. It can be something for us that we become anxious because of the state of the world, wondering when God is going to chastise the world, because it lives contrary to him. And so that's why in the epistle of St. James the Lesser, he gives us this idea, being swift to hear, but then slow to speak, and then slow to anger. I mean, obviously we can see the idea of being slow to anger. Anger is an emotion that works contrary to our virtues, but also slow to speak. It's something that I think is also very necessary for us. How often it is so easy for us just to react to something, but we don't have that opportunity to listen, to take it in and have, in a sense, that patience. The patience that is given to us by God. But it's very easy for us just to respond. And all of us, I'm sure, we fall into that. Of whether it is correcting our children, correcting children at school, how easy it is just to respond to something right then and there. And not allowing then God to work in our souls. Not allowing then this opportunity for this virtue to come into us. It has been said of patience, Esteem it all joy, my brethren, when you fall into various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith begets patience. And let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. So it even talks about, from the spiritual authors, of how the different trials that we may fall into, the difficulties, the struggles that we may have. It's a trying of our faith in order to beget, to give to us patience, to help us to practice that virtue, and how necessary that is for us. Because again, we see in sacred scripture, blessed is the man who endured the temptation. Again, this idea of enduring, being patient with things, being patient with the trials, the difficulties, the crosses, and having that idea and that sense of a patience. Because it is a virtue that we share in common with God himself. Because patience has its source in God. And obviously we know that with the virtues, they come from Almighty God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he practiced them perfectly in this world. And so he is this model to us. And being this model, we must try to follow that example that he gives to us. And so when we see that patience, yes, it has its source in God. And so therefore, from him, it derives its glory and its dignity, because we are God-like in that sense. Those are words of Saint Cyprian, that he gives us to understand of how important it is, this virtue of patience. Because patience, yes, it will help us to handle the difficulties and the trials of life. We'll be able to put up with these burdens, these difficulties that we experience. But as I say, also just because of the state of the world around us, and we see a world that is turning its back on God. Different tragedies that happen, the different catastrophes in the world. And yes, we become anxious then. Anxious and worried and wondering. But again, it gives to us to understand this from the words of St. James, of just this idea of being patient. Swift to hear, yes, but then slow to speak, slow to anger. And that is something that we just have to look at the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. At times our Lord wouldn't even speak. And he endured the sufferings and the crosses that he had to undergo for the good of our souls. He endured all of that, obviously, through this great example of patience, a supernatural patience that he had in dealing with them. Because he could see the end result that was to follow. He could understand that and see that. And that is why, yes, our Lord, he suffered all of these things for us, to allow us then to have the chance for heaven again. So as I say, when we look at this idea in the sense of patience, I mean, in our ordinary, our everyday life, one, it'll help us to maintain charity. It overcomes then a hatred or an anger toward others. It helps us to triumph over then the obstacles that we find in life. Because by being patient, by having this virtue, we will see that these things sometimes, yes, they are necessary for us. They are means that God gives to us to present before us as a cross, a trial, yes, but as a way for us then to progress in the spiritual life. It also gives us that virtue that gives us perseverance to the end. And that is something that is so necessary for us. The perseverance. I mean, we think about final perseverance for our own soul. It is something we must pray for. It is something that we must try to work toward. A persevering to the very end. But then you also to see the idea in the everyday life of perseverance, of having that patience. It is something on a practical level, you parents that have taken your children out or the children for the jogathon. Being patient in working the street, working all the houses, going out. Just that sense and that perseverance until the end. Maybe it is a trial that God gives to see, will you persevere to the very end? Then you hit the jackpot at the very end of it. But if we give up, yes, it's a small example in our everyday life. It is a small example for us. I mean, it's certainly not something that is going to cost us our soul if we give up for the jogathon. But it is a means to us to understand on a practical level of just that idea and that sense of the spiritual life, which, yes, that will cost us our soul if we give up. The struggles that we have in the everyday lives in terms of temptations and trials and difficulties, if we give up in that, well, yes, then we're not going to persevere to the end. But if we understand that, if we see that sense of this idea of the virtue of patience to help us then. But as I say, it is a hard virtue to practice. It's very easy for us to become impatient with things, impatient with people, impatient with ideas, and in terms of things that we're dealing with, people at work. It's very easy for us to fall into that impatience. It's a natural reaction to us. And so therefore, that is why we say that patience, yes, it has a source in Almighty God. Look how patient God is with our souls. I mean, that is a great opportunity for us to meditate and to think about the virtue of patience, of seeing how patient God is with us. How many times have we fallen? How many times have we turned our back on God? And yet, Almighty God is always there to take us back in. And how he continues to give us chances, graces, these opportunities for us to save our soul. But yet, how quick we are, all of us, to be impatient with those around us. They don't do what we say. They don't listen to us. How easy it is for all of us to become so quick to be impatient to them. I mean, that is why St. James is telling us this. This is also the author who tells us about, you know, sins of the tongue and how easy it is to fall into those. Show me a man who has not committed sins of the tongue and I will show you a perfect man. These are words from St. James. And so you can see that St. James is trying to show to us where we must try to go with our spiritual life. It's a hard road. It's a hard road, but it's a necessary road for us. It is necessary for us to see that and to understand that. And so patience is one that both commends us to Almighty God and also keeps us in his service. As I say, it keeps us from becoming impatient, getting angry, sins of the tongue. It helps us in overcoming that. So therefore, patience, yes, it will restrain the anger we have. It will bridle the tongue. It will govern the mind. It maintains peace. And that is what is so necessary for us. As I say, because of the anxiousness that we have over this modern world and the struggles that are there, it is necessary for us to have that peace. And so these words that St. James gives to us to meditate upon and to think about, let every man be swift to hear, but slow to anger, slow to speak. And so that is what will then build the foundation of our spiritual life and helping us to take these trials, these crosses that God gives to us, and to see that these are a means that God gives to help us then to progress in the spiritual life. By understanding these things, it can at least help us then to deal with these things. But if we don't, if we're just quick to become impatient with it, yes, we will not persevere to the end. We'll not understand where they come from and what they mean for us. So these are things that we must pray about. I mean, just in the Mass today, we have the famous Quo Vadis. I preached on that before. You know, where are you going? I mean, again, it gives us this reminder to us. If we see that patience, yes, it commends us to God and it keeps us in his service, is a necessary virtue that we must have. It is necessary for us to understand that in order to go the right way, to where God asks us, yes, Kovadis, are you going in the right direction? What direction are you going in? And so it helps us. It helps us to grasp that. It helps us to understand that. And then it helps us, yes, to persevere. To persevere to the very end. And that is, again, a quote from sacred scripture that I will leave you with. He that perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.